My survivor experience was, it was fun. I mean, it was better than not doing it. I can't say I enjoyed my time there, but it was definitely something that was different and something that I'm going to take with me for a while. It was interesting, and I learned a lot about myself and about how other people are. Money changes things when there's $1 million involved. I learned that I'm pretty much me regardless of if I'm on TV or not. I really wanted to just sit back and not argue with people a lot of times, but I couldn't help it because half the things that people were talking about just bothered me. So I learned that I can't really hide how I act. It's just me. When Jeff put out that torch, I was pissed. I mean, I really wanted to get far in this game. I mean, I didn't want to just get far. I really wanted to win this game. I went in thinking I didn't want to do this unless I came in the top three. It didn't intrigue me to be on Survivor. I just really wanted some cash, in all honesty. And when he put that torch out halfway through the game, I was just pretty frustrated, pretty mad, because at that point everyone that I was friends with had already been voted off. Everyone that I found interesting had already been voted off. I couldn't believe I was voted off, and they were left there. You know, the people that still remained, I could not believe that they were the ones that actually remained. And I was just pretty mad, but I wasn't mad at anyone, and I wasn't mad at myself. I was just kind of frustrated. My only regret is not forming an alliance as soon as I got there. I thought I'd have time to just do well in the challenges and get to meet everyone and figure out who would be best to strategize with, but people from the first minute already started an alliance, and they're the people that are still there. So it's kind of tricky, this game. I probably would have just... The only thing I would have changed is forming an alliance as soon as I got there with the younger guys. Me and Brooke hit it off great. We lived around the same area when I lived in Boston, and he lives in Boston now. He works where I used to live. We hit it off great. He was only there for 3 days, but in the time that we hung out, it went great, and I'm sure we'll probably meet up and chill later on. Same thing with JP. Me and JP really just bonded while he was there and just hung out. He's from where I live now, and I'm sure I'll run into him. My worst day in the game has to be the day I was voted off. I didn't want to be voted off, and I was, so I didn't really have any really bad days where I was mad at anyone, or hopefully no one was that mad at me. I don't really care that much, but what it all boiled down to was I did not want to be voted off when I was voted off, so that was definitely my worst day. My best day was probably the day when the teams were switched, and we instantly won our first challenge. Afterwards, we got to go to a waterfall and have beer and Pringles, and that was definitely my best day. It was a good victory for a new team, and I had beer and Pringles underneath the waterfall. I mean, you can't really beat that. It's probably it was a big opportunity for me to just see what Vanuatu has to offer, and I got to see some pretty cool sights. To anyone who wonders what it's like to be on Survivor, it's got to be different for every person. The bottom line is, it all depends who's in your group with you. You're hanging out with people that you've never met before, and you're with them 24 hours a day. There's no breaks. You're with that person, you're building a fort with that person, you're eating with that person, you're eating food you don't like with that person. You're forced to be with that person and get along. And if you don't get along, you have to get along. And you also kind of have to watch your back and make sure you always know what they're thinking. And the thing is, you never know what anyone else is thinking. So it's all a guessing game. The thing with Survivor is it's just as much luck as it is skill. And it's no more either or. It's definitely 50-50, skill and luck. And that's about it. I'm extremely disappointed. I did not want to go home this early. I didn't want to go home until the end. And there's really nothing I can do about that right now. So even though I am disappointed, I don't really have any regrets, because there's really nothing I can do about it. The one thing I'll take with me that I learned in the game was probably my eating habits. Because I wasn't able to have much to eat, I ate basically the same thing every day. I learned that I'll eat about anything if I'm really that hungry. And I'm pretty picky at home, but I think I probably won't be that picky anymore once I get back.